Blackstone presents No Apologies, Why Civilization Depends on the Strength of Men by Anthony Esselin. This book is read by John McLean. Introduction. I am writing a book that should not have to be written, to return to men a sense of their worth as men, and to give to boys the noble aim of manliness, an aim which is their due by right. Let me set a few scenes. The first is from John Milton. Adam and the affable angel Raphael have come to the end of their day-long conversation about God and the revolt of Satan in heaven, about the creation of the world, and about man and woman, the noble princes of that world. They speak as friend with friend, intellect to intellect. Adam confesses that he can behold all creation with delight and without any disturbance in the mind, only in the presence of the beautiful woman. Transported I behold, transported touch, here passion first I felt, commotion strange, in all enjoyments else, superior and unmoved, here only weak, against the charm of beauty's powerful glance. Paradise Lost, Book 8, lines 530 through 34. But Eve is no plaything. Milton reminds us throughout the poem that she is royal in her person, her bearing, her speech, and her thoughts. Before her, the most celebrated man or woman among us would appear like a cripple, hunched in mind and soul, ever hiding even from ourselves what we really believe and intend. She seems so absolute, says Adam, that all higher knowledge in her presence falls. Degraded, wisdom in discourse with her loses discountenanced, and like folly shows. Lines 551 through 53. It is an experience that many a good man has had in the presence of a good woman. Something in her, perhaps a love that can see in an instant what reason requires many steps to attain, seems to sweep argument aside, and even knowledge and wisdom. Raphael is not one to pull rank, put on airs, or insist upon his dignity. But with contracted brow, the archangel warns Adam not to give over his place as the head of his household. He recommends to him a just evaluation of his worth. Oft-time nothing profits more than self-esteem, grounded on just and right, well-managed. Of that skill, the more thou knowest, the more she will acknowledge thee her head, and to reality.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?